Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. As we begin today, I want to start, before we pray, with an invitation to something very special that we're doing today at 12:30 p.m. Central, today, May 15th. We're calling it Outpouring Continues, Stories from Europe. And what we're going to be doing is I'll be hosting a live Zoom call to speak with members of the New Room team, Awakening Project, and we're hoping today to have some leaders from Europe join us. The call is going to be a time of storytelling and conversation about some of the things that are happening in Europe and in the UK over these last few weeks with our Awakening Project community. And just noting some of the very wonderful things the Lord is doing there. And we get to be connected with it and partnering in it. So it's going to be a time of storytelling, conversation, geared to equip and encourage you as you sow for awakening in your local community. You can access the call at the link. And again, it's Outpouring Continues, Stories from Europe, today at 12:30 Central. Just click the link to join in. Now let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, In Christ Our Love Abounds. And our passages are from Philippians 1, 9-11, and Philippians 2, 1-2. Hear the word of the Lord. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Consider this. Philippians, it's a book of joy. The Philippians have been very good to Paul. They've shown compassion to him during his imprisonment. His heart is full, his spirit is unchained because of Christ, and his love for God's people is renewed because of the kindness of these precious brothers and sisters. When one's heart is full, especially in the midst of otherwise challenging circumstances, we experience joy. As Paul writes his letter to the Philippians, it is clear that he is full of joy. In Philippians 1, 9-11, he lifts up a prayer that is a companion to his prayer for union and love in Ephesians 3, 14-21. In his prayer for the Philippians, he begins, characteristically, with love. He prays that our love would abound, expand, and flourish with a new depth of understanding and insight. He wants love to become more than a word to them, more than even an action or an idea. He wants love to become their way of seeing God, seeing themselves, seeing people, seeing circumstances, and seeing the whole of creation. Paul wants them to have a lens of love before them at all times, in all circumstances. Not a sentimental, sappy love, devoid of strength and truth and transformation, mind you. He wants them to see as Jesus sees. Paul wants them to have this lens of love before their eyes so that they can discern what is best and most beautiful in the sight of God. This discernment will inform wise decisions and right actions. Love will be their approach to all things. This, it could be argued, is the aroma of Christ that drew so many to him. 2 Corinthians 2:15-17. He wants them to fill rooms with the fragrance of God's love. Seeing through the lens of love is to be their new normal, so that they can grow in purity and innocence of spirit, filled with the fruit that comes from relating rightly to God and others. This, for Paul, would engender praise of the most magnificent and appropriate sort, praise that befits the God who loves us beyond our imagining. Then, in Philippians 2:1-2, Paul turns to their union with Christ. He knows that joy comes when we are united and moving in step with Jesus at every level of thought, feeling, and action. This is the telos, the end goal of discipleship for Paul. He groans until Christ is formed in them. Galatians 4:19. He frames his words to graciously exhort them to take a deeper step into the waters of Christlikeness. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then what does he ask of them? Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love as Jesus, being one in spirit and of one mind with one another. Love abounding, we see like Jesus. Like-minded, we think like Jesus. Of the same love, we feel and act like Jesus. One in spirit and one of mind, we treat one another as Jesus treated us. United with Christ, we are people of joy. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I ask you that my love would abound more and more in understanding and insight. I ask you to make me like you in mind, in love, and in unity with people. I want to be a person of joy wherever I go. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. What phrase in today's passages moves you and why? What would it mean for you to put a lens of love today as you go about your normal routine? How might it change your perspective? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.